Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Camping in the Garden. "Daddy's here," says Romy, as their car pulls into the driveway. "Has he got it?" asks Ria, looking up from her book. "I really hope he has." "Have you got the tent?" asks Romy, running outside. "What do you think?" says Daddy Rabbit, removing a large box out of the car. "Yippee, we're going camping," shouts Romy, dragging the box inside. Ria and Romy help Daddy Rabbit set up the blue dome-shaped tent in their garden. "It looks amazing," says Mummy Rabbit. "There's enough space for all of us." Ria and Romy hang a string of lights on the tent while Daddy Rabbit sets up the grill. Mummy Rabbit brings out the food and keeps it on the garden table. "Shall we start with a game of ring toss?" asks Daddy Rabbit. "Yes, let's," says Romy, clapping his hands. "I want to go first." Daddy Rabbit arranges the bottles and hands him three rings made out of thick jute rope. "You get 1 point if you loop the bottles in the first row, 3 points for the second row, and 5 points for the last row. I'll keep score." Romy takes careful aim and throws. He's disappointed as the ring falls short. His second throw loops a bottle in the first row. But his third and final throw lands on a bottle in the last row and fetches him 5 points. "Your total is 6 points," says Daddy Rabbit. "Well done. Mummy can go next." Mummy Rabbit scores 7 points, and Daddy Rabbit manages to score 9 points. It's Ria's turn now. Ria throws the first ring. It flies through the air and loops a ring in the last row. She concentrates hard and throws again. Her second throw also lands on a bottle in the last row. "That was amazing," says Mummy Rabbit. "You win, with 10 points. And you still have a turn left. It's time for a garden scavenger hunt," says Daddy Rabbit, as darkness falls. "I don't know how to play this game," says Romy. "It's easy," smiles Mummy Rabbit, handing out flashlights. Daddy has printed a sheet with images of items you have to find in the garden. "You can simply point your flashlight and show us." Daddy Rabbit gives Ria and Romy the printouts for the garden scavenger hunt. "Have fun," he says. Ria and Romy switch on their flashlights and begin the search. "Ria's in the lead," says Daddy Rabbit. "She needs to find only one more item to win. But Romy's close behind." Romy quickly scans his list. "Now, where is that red leaf?" "There it is." He quickly shines his flashlight on it. All he needs to do now is find an acorn. "Is that one lying by the flower pot?" "It is." Romy wins. "Shall we sing some songs?" asks Daddy Rabbit, picking up his guitar. "But first, let's turn on these lights," says Mummy Rabbit, reaching for the switch. The tent lights up. "It all looks so magical," sighs Ria. Daddy Rabbit starts singing a song as he plays the guitar. Ria and Romy join him, while Mummy Rabbit gets busy with grilling the food. Romy sniffs the air. "That smells so delicious," he says. "I'm hungry. Is dinner ready, Mummy?" "Yes, it is," says Mummy Rabbit, setting the food on the picnic blanket that's been laid out on the grass. "Let's eat before it gets cold." "We have a surprise for you," says Daddy Rabbit, bringing out the movie projector. He pulls down the white screen on the wall. "It's time for dinner and a movie." "Yippee," shout Ria and Romy together. The rabbit family enjoys a meal of grilled cauliflower steaks, grilled vegetable kebabs, veggie burgers, grilled potatoes, and pineapple juice while watching an episode of The Mouse Princess. After dinner, Ria and Romy lie down upon the grass and stare at the clear dark skies. "The stars look like diamonds," says Ria, as a cool breeze blows across the garden. "I wish I could pluck them from the sky." Romy yawns loudly. "I think we should call it a night," says Daddy Rabbit. "Good night," says Mummy Rabbit, as she takes Baby Rabbit inside the house. Good night, say Rhea, Romy, and Daddy Rabbit, as they enter the tent and get ready to sleep. Please tell us a story, Daddy, says Rhea, getting all cozy inside the blanket. Romy cuddles his favorite toy, Pintu Penguin, and nods. So as Daddy Rabbit gets ready to tell a story, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Rhea and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.